to even welcome it into the universe that there's a possibility that the Padres play their last game of the season today. I refuse to even have those words exit my mouth again, because I do not believe it's going to happen. I do believe our San Diego Padres will take care of business tonight.
Okay.
The Dodgers are a good team.
Mm-hmm.
We are a better team, as in we are not as injured as they are. They are a beat-up team that beat us on Wednesday because they were literally playing for their lives, and they acted accordingly. Mm. Well, so are we now.
Yes.
Winner moves on. Loser gets to pack their golf clubs and take a nice little vacation for the next couple of months.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it.
Wow,
that's all there is to it.
My stomach actually turned a little bit.
Good. Good. Because we should be taking this very seriously. But yet, remember how fun it is.
Yeah.
And how great we are as a community when we latch on to the success of our sports teams, in this case, the San Diego Padres, who have provided so much love and excitement for us this year. What the heck? Let's do it again tonight as we get ready for the NLCS, fingers crossed, please, 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 against the all of a sudden red-hot New York Mets.
Producer Jessica, favorite Padre player? I know it's hard, but pick
Profar.
One. Profar, okay.
I like his smile.
Yeah, you got a crush on Profar.
I have a major crush on Profar.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
John?
Okay.
My favorite Padre. Oh, come on. Man, oh, man, oh, Manny!
Okay. Do you like him just because you like to say that?
I like him because he can be a professor of how to hit when he's right on. He looks always unflappable.
He also always looks like he just started grade school.
He's got the youngest baby face ever. He really became my favorite player, even more so when the debacle that happened on Sunday night with the fans throwing the things out on the field, when Manny took the team, put his arms rather around the entire team's, it seems, shoulders and just basically ordered them.
Yeah, get it together.
It was just like, that's who you want. So yeah, definitely Manny. How about you?
Well, you know who my favorite is, Jackson Merrill.
Oh, I just love that kid.
Do you know there's like this whole subsection, this whole TikTok section that I've wandered into lately of ladies thirsting after different Padres players?
Well, that's
and they're
shocking.
Not the ones that I would have immediately thought is like heart-throbby. Like Tatis, yeah. Like, because
right.
That's, he's always taking his shirt off. Like, that's,
yeah.
I get that. So I've seen a bunch on Dylan Cease.
Okay.
Dylan Cease is a handsome man.
He's very handsome man. And Ha-Seong Kim.
Okay. Ha-Seong Kim's a handsome man.
He's a handsome man, but I'm not, I just didn't see him as one of them that ladies be like, oh, there's my baby daddy. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
Whoa. This escalated quickly.
I was an actual TikTok I saw.
Hey, you got us all riled up with the Netflix, what is it called? Merry Gentlemen?
Merry Gentlemen. A heartwarming Christmas story about male strippers.
Yeah, you did that just earlier. So now Jessica and I are in that thought process.
I've also seen a lot of ladies thirst over Jacob Cronenworth.
Crony? Yeah.
Okay, not this group, apparently. But they're out there. And my daughter, Abby, if it's not Cease, she loves the starting pitchers, man. She is so in love with Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That's our love.
Everyone's
boy.
In love with Joe Musgrove, for sure.
All right. Well, I choose to welcome the idea that we are going to be celebrating this team throughout the weekend after the events of this evening. God, if you're listening, please, 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 please. You know you like us better than LA God. You know you do.
Well,
yeah, I know you can't
honesty,
admit it. It's like a favorite kid. You can't really say it out loud, but you know you think it. God. Go Padres. Go Godres.